When you know that you are queer, but your favorite drink is beer, that's gayish. You can bottom without stopping, but you can't stand going shopping, that's gayish. Oh, gayish, you're probably gayish. Well, life's just too short for narrow stereotypes, so it's gayish. We're also gayish. It's gayish with Mike and Kyle.
Hello, everyone in the podcast universe. This is Gayish,
the podcast that reminds you of someone you used to blow.
Like that Gaudier song?
Yeah, you're just somebody that I used to blow. It's the gay version of that song, I think.
Yeah, there's no straight version of that.
It's all gay.
Yeah.
All gay all the time.
I'm Mike Johnson.
I'm Kyle Getz.
And we're here to bridge the gap between sexuality and actuality. And today...
Today we're going to talk about...
Ooh. Esta día nosotros something.
Hablamos de España.
Sí.
Spain.
Spain. We're going to talk about Spain.
I had... wine talk when I haven't even been drinking that much yet.
We can fix that.
We fix it in post. Oh, drink more.
The drinking of.
Oh,
more.
No. I need to can speak more distinctly.
Can we fix that in post? Can we make you drunker in post?
Probably. I mean, I think we just like have a sound of me falling and then cut everything I say, because that's what usually happens.
Yeah, you fall down a lot. So.
Okay, I do that when I'm sober, in my defense.
Yeah, it's true.
So, let's go ahead. And I spill on myself even when I'm sober as well, or just starting to drink. So that's not a drunk thing. That's just a...
So we went out and got fucked up on Friday together. And I feel like we haven't done that in a long ass time.
That's true.
It was like, we didn't talk about the podcast very much.
We did. Like
we left my home.
Yeah, I distinctly said to you, this is the first time in a long time that I've gone over your place without bringing any like headphones or recording items.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. We met Dan out at a bar.
Yeah.
I got mildly sexual harassed.
Yeah.
And then I went home and ate a hot dog.
In the weirdest way possible.
Literal hot dog.
That boy would not stop touching your pee.
It was really weird. So like someone...
Do you not want to talk about this?
No, it's fine. Oh. It was going to be my gayest thing because like...
Oh, well, fuck.
No. We'll
fuck,
just
I ruined
go,
everything.
We were like hanging out with this group of people. We were all drunk. It was great. And so, I was talking to some rando and then he left. And so he was like, okay, talk to my friend. And like you can tell there's one older guy that's like sitting quietly, not talking to anyone.
Yeah.
And like, that's the guy that he was like, oh, talk to that guy. And so it's fine. It's just like always uncomfortable. Cause I'm like, I
real
can
good
turn
with
it
strangers.
On. I hate it, but I can turn it on, so I can just be like, "Oh, okay." Like, especially when someone else is super quiet and like not. I'm really good at like, "Oh, okay, hi, how are you? What's your name? How long have you been here?" And like, and you know, of course, why does this always happen to me that I'm like the one that's pushed onto the random quiet old guy sitting there that no one else is talking to? Like,
you look approachable.
I know, it's the worst thing about me.
We need to work on that.
I know. I need my scowl isn't scowly enough or something. I don't know. Anyway, so like I was trying to talk and it was like pulling teats. And so I eventually was just like, I have to go to the bathroom. I think he saw that as the invitation to, I thought like, wow, this is so painful. I need to get out of here.
I need to go to the bathroom. He heard, I need you to touch my pee.
Please come into the bathroom with me. I went to pee. He stood next to me and started to pee. And it's like, okay, well, this is weird. And then I started peeing and he reached over and put his hand in my stream. He didn't touch me physically.
Yeah.
He just reached his hand, not just, because it's weird, and I stopped peeing. I'm an anxious peer anyway, and so I stopped peeing and was like, no, and then I started peeing again, and he did it again, and I was like, no. He did it three times where he reached into my pee, and I said no, and he didn't stop doing that. So then when I left the bathroom, that's when I walked up to the, like, away from where everyone else was and was like, I forget what I was drunk. So I texted everyone. I was like, hey, everybody, my pee just got played with in a way I wasn't comfortable with.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily want to talk to him anymore.
Believe it or not, I looked up there and saw that you were by yourself and went up there to check on you. I didn't get your text message. So.
Oh, you just care about me. And
I just want you to know that I care about you, even when you're not being assaulted.
It shouldn't take a sexual assault to bring us together, but sometimes it does.
That's true.
That's great. No, it like I'm making light of it. It's like one of those fucked up things that I hate about gay culture. And I think gay culture needs to have its own Me Too movement of like that should not be a
hashtag P2.
Now it just that was so good. It sounds like that entire story was a setup for that joke. This is Bed Bath and Beyonce all over again. That was good. No, I like it. Just we need to like it. That should not be okay. That's a thing, or that you expect that I might get my ass slapped or my dick grabbed or whatever in a gay club. That's not cool. Like that's
I'm
not
so jealous.
No, don't get me wrong. If someone that I thought was like hot was doing that,
everybody wants to touch me. Everybody loves me. It's so annoying.
No, just one quiet, hard to talk to dude wanted to touch my pee. It's not even that fun for me.
Yeah.
It was weird. Anyway, but other than that, we had a great time. When I left, I don't know. I don't remember exactly what I did, but I feel like I had one of those like, ooh, I'm drunk, I'm leaving now, and just, like, left? Is that what I did?
No, you said goodbye.
Oh.
We were at Mad Pub, and you were like, I'm gonna leave now.
Yeah, and I got a hot dog, and I was gonna save it till I got home, but I couldn't, and I just ate it on the way home, and I just had, like, these sticky, sticky hands. This is not an actual hot dog. None of this is metaphorical, but, yeah, that was fun.
It was fun.
How was your night? Did you have fun? Did you fuck anyone?
Nope. No fucking.
But you have fun anyway?
Yeah.
In spite of that?
I had fun. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm debating talking about it. I have been visiting extracurricularly with one of our listeners. And no, not
extracurricular, like you're in the band with him?
Yeah.
Or you signed up for theater club?
Yeah.
Mike had sex?
No, I did not have sex.
Mike had sex? No.
No, I didn't. But yeah. And so like that's been very much on my mind. So when you said how was your night, I wasn't thinking about Friday. I was
you're thinking about Saturday, like,
or last night.
Yeah.
Saturday night. Anyway.
Yeah, do you want like you can't well, I don't know. You can do whatever you want.
I'm not gonna say his name.
You're not gonna say Tyler Melvin the Third's name?
Tyler Melvin the Third.
I don't know why. It's the weirdest made up name that I anyway. But first.
Oh, no, we've already been butt firsting.
This is a whole...
That's how I enter every bedroom, butt first.
Our second butt first is I would like to say thank you.
Ooh, thank you.
To a handful of handfuls. Thank you to
Some are more than a handful.
Some are...
If you're lucky.
thank you to Patreon supporters, Diesel Wolf. All one word.
No.
The name you give us is the name you give us, so...
No.
No? Sorry. That's
Diesel
Tyler
Wolf.
Melvin the Third. He's trying to go as Diesel Wolf.
Yeah. Diesel Wolf, when you were younger, were you unleaded puppy?
Oh, there is someone named Tyler Melvin. He looks cute. He's looking at me. He knows I'm talking about him. Sorry, that made-up person is real, I guess. No, yeah. Okay. Mickey Rubin?
Mickey Rubin.
He's
Are you married to Minnie Rubin?
Oh, I was going to say the son of Mickey Rooney. Again, that's not how things work, but I like it.
Or it's like, it's a sandwich that's made with sauerkraut and corned Mickey Mouse.
Oh, no.
It's a Mickey Rubin.
I mean, I'm still distracted by you talking about like chopping, like Sweeney Todding Mickey Mouse and putting him in a sandwich.
Yeah.
Hello, kids. Yeah. And Duncan Armstrong.
Dunkin' Donuts Armstrong.
Do you know I love them when they're Armstrong? So thank you for supporting us. And this week's bonus episode is going to be Dan.
Can we call it a Bone You episode?
I feel like
Bone Them episode. I'll work on that.
That doesn't make if you don't know that it's bonus, then that doesn't make sense. So yeah, we need to keep working on like maybe Bone Us.
We'll just make it two words. Bone Us.
Yeah. Yeah. Bone
and
Us
Adam E.
segment.
Yeah. Okay, great.
But Dan is going to be leading this one for the first time. So some fucking assholes tend to like you and And so if you want access to Dan, you have to pay for him.
Yeah.
Also, yeah. One of his sexual fantasies. I'm assuming. I don't know that for
sure.
Oh,
God, but... Dan, are you secretly a findom?
Is there such... Is there such thing as a fin sub?
Me a dom.
I know. Pay me in, and I'll let you fuck me. I mean, I think that's just a prostitute.
That's sex work, yeah. That's just sex work, yeah.
I can see you having a sex work fantasy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I could earn a scout badge for that.
I was going to ask you if you have... So,
it's one of my scout badges.
Wait.
Yeah. I don't know if we've talked about it before.
No,
but you,
I don't even know. We haven't even talked about this in general.
Dan is in... Scouts. He's a Boy Scout and has like a Scout leader, master
Cub
person.
Scout.
Cub Scout. Oh, Cub Scout. My bad. I apologize for fucking that up. He's a Cub Scout and his Scout master has all of these merit badges that he can earn. And a lot of them are like normal Cub Scout shit, but like one of them is get paid to fuck, right? You can say things now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a great contribution. I'm looking forward to your segment. No, what do you mean? Is this a sexual Cub Scouts? What?
So, my big bro and I, we do Cub Scouts.
Big bro, sect for people listening, not your actual...
Not my biological brother. Yeah,
He's bigger than you, but he's not your bro.
Your sexual big bro.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Our relationship is very brotherly in certain ways. Yeah. Yeah,
like he's his dick in your ass.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't have brothers, so I'll have to rely on you for that. But
I'm gonna not respond.
That was not my experience growing up. But
yeah. So we are working through the wolf badge requirements in earnest.
Are you Diesel Wolf?
I'm not Diesel Wolf.
Okay.
Is Diesel Wolf part of Cub Scouts too? Maybe he can give him a badge by like.
Are you in the same pack or whatever?
Maybe. Oh, wolf pack.
I don't know. But in addition to the like the out of the by the book Cub Scouts of America badges and things, he and Coach, his boyfriend, put together a whole set of supplementary badges I can earn by doing different things.
That's hot. Wait. But so you're not like formally part of like the Boy Scouts or the Cub Scouts.
I don't think
like,
this is BSA would, sanctioned or they
would normally not. Wolf Scouts are 9 years old. Yeah. Yeah. They would not be excited about hearing that I'm like having Cub Scout meetings and
like adult sexy version of Cub Scout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It all started with just like buying a uniform as like sort of a kinky joke.
When kinky jokes, like, you're like, okay, it's been 10 years and I'm now an Eagle Scout. Is this fantasy done or is still like this was supposed to be a one night craziness and like we really got invested? Okay. Thank you again. As a recap of this, thank you to our Patreon members. that's really what I wanted to say. If you heard a bit of Dan, if you want to hear more of him, you have to give him or us money. Oh my God, what are hookers masters called?
We're Dan's pimp.
Bimps. That's not, I didn't say any of the right words I should have said about any of that. Yeah, we're your pimps and you're okay with it. Okay.
Great.
But first, our third but first, do you want to talk about news?
Some news.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so first of all, my Aaron Salazar information has been coming from his GoFundMe page.
Mm.
And I was reading the comments about that, and apparently there's a Facebook group that they've been making more updates to. So, okay.
Should we give the quick recap?
Yeah, so Aaron Salazar, you can...
Oh, Aaron Salazar, we did an episode about...
Amtrak
trains, which maybe don't listen to if you like riding trains, because some people made them not want to ride them.
You're probably not going to die.
Yeah, but we can't really be sure of that. That's not a guarantee. There are random injuries that Amtrak is covering up or hiding, and Aaron Salazar is one that, like, mysteriously, with no seemingly alternate reason, just got, like, so injured that he was in a coma. Mm-hmm. And then you've been giving us, he seemed to be steadily recovering, but we're trying to figure out what's going on and how that happened. And
yep.
And that's where you're going to update us presently.
Yep. So
I love...
Whom are you?
Call me Charlotte Bronte, because I love that word.
Okay, so I'm a little nervous about this, actually, because I don't know... We should talk to Ender Grizza about it. I don't know if it is ableist to talk like this.
Okay.
And it's been a while now. It's been 5 months. But he actually posted a video of himself talking to the camera about his experience, and he's really messed up. Like, I think that there's this thought, like, that we get from television that, like, you're in a coma and then you wake up from the coma and everything's great.
You're like, I mean, or you're Uma Thurman and your legs don't work quite yet, but you can still definitely go murder a bunch of people.
Exactly.
Pretty soon after.
Exactly.
When you say, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and say you shouldn't say messed up. What do you mean by that? Like, what was...
Can I just play the clip?
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody for the love and support and the prayers and the letters. I want you all to know I did not jump off the train. I never, ever tried to kill myself.
It's very short, but it's just like, I did not jump off that train. I would never, ever try to kill myself. But like, half of his face like doesn't work.
Yeah.
And he is struggling to speak, and he's not been in a coma for, at the time that this was filmed, it had been like months, and he's still like out
covering.
Of it. And like,
well, is he, but like your physical speech doesn't necessarily mean the same as your like mental,
but which is also
cognition.
Not there.
Oh,
like,
okay,
there were questions about like, we keep sending him comments. Can he read them? And for a while the answer was no, not so great. But like, yeah. Recently, just here in April, he had his 23rd birthday on April 3rd.
Oh, yeah.
And he had like...
My birthday is April 9th.
He actually...
We were so close to...
He looks better in those pictures from his birthday. And it's really interesting to me. So he's still recovering. And doesn't exactly remember, but is like trying to... In this message, he's trying to say like, there's no way that I... jumped off that train. That's
yeah.
just not...
Is that... I at this point, maybe I'll have to listen to our episode because I don't remember what Amtrak said he did or like...
Oh, they said
they
that
said
he
jumped. Yeah, okay.
He remembers his life well enough to state unequivocally, I was not in a suicidal place.
Yeah,
I'm not that person.
Which aligned with all the other evidence that it was like he was going to visit his like what fucking grandma or like he was
yep.
like all these things. Yeah.
He was traveling from home back to school in Portland and had been texting with his grandma about he met this person on the train and they're like hanging out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I will follow that more closely.
Yeah.
Like,
and also
there's a new font of information about Aaron Salazar.
Yeah. And if our listeners want to check that out and watch the video for themselves and follow what's going on with Aaron, it's Justice for Aaron Salazar is the Facebook group they can find.
Yes.
Thanks, Dan.
So next. Okay, I don't want to talk about that. I've changed.
Thank you.
My mind. This is going
next.
This is yeah. Thank you. Thanks. Next.
Thanks.
So the American Family Association, we heart them.
Oh no, that's lies.
We do not. So the Equality Act, which is supposed to extend existing Civil Rights Act provisions to outlaw discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity in the United States.
So a giant step forward that we need in protecting gay and trans people and our rights that are not currently very clear if it does or not. Like, this is an extremely important act in the U.S.
Yep, exactly right. And so on May the 1st, so last week, the U.S. House Judiciary Committee voted 22-10 to approve it and move it to the floor. And the American Family
Act... To the House Judiciary Committee, to the floor! It's the worst rap song, I think.
Vote, 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 vote.
To the vote sweats down this whore. No, I don't know. I don't know.
So the American Family Association has started their propaganda machine, calling it the Pedophile Protection Act. That's because, of course, they are.
Yep, because gay people and trans people are the one. It's not the Catholic Church that's...
Diddling little boys.
Pedophiling boys. It is us gay people.
Quote, if the Equality Act were to become law, pedophiles would have special privileges and protections under the law that you and I would not have. he suggested that if LGBT plus people are protected under the law, quote, pedophiles could not be prevented from joining youth groups for small boys. And if you have a problem with that, you're the one who's going to end up in jail. Because life is real hard for white Christian straight people.
They're being so persecuted.
Yeah. It will not be long before bestiality becomes a protected category. So there's that old fucking
slippery slope
horse shit. Just like pedophiles and bestiality were the same thing in their minds.
Yep.
And
which is
prostitution will soon follow, as will incest and necrophilia. This is what the future holds if this law passes.
Yeah. Slippery slope arguments.
If you want to keep our country from becoming the Disneyland of deviancy, it's time to bombard our men and women in Congress with phone calls urging them to vote against the Equality Act. Why? Because it, in reality, is the Pedophile Protection Act. So the Disneyland of deviancy, I want to go there.
I was thinking, I know it shouldn't be good, but like that sounds amazing. I would go there and be such a whore.
You don't have to go anywhere to be a whore, Kyle.
Thank you. I'm a whore right here. This is the same. I think I saw something like they're also the same group that protected some actual pedophile, that like conservative pedophile that ran a race in for something.
Of course.
I know that was vagaries, but like they're the same group that actually supports literal pedophiles.
Yep.
So it's just like, it's just preposterous.
Well, and
they put the posture in preposterous because they're
the posterior.
No, they're posturing. That wasn't a sexual thing, which I know is surprising. No, they were posturing.
Posturing.
Yeah, they're. Anyway,
I have shitty posture.
Me too.
I need to work on it because I think it, like, I get a headache every once in a while. And it's because I'm not like.
Sometimes I see old like Quasimodo looking people walking around, and that reminds me like, okay. Stretch your shoulders back. I don't want to be like hunched over in the future because I.
There are those things that you can buy that I've seen that like it's like a device that you tape to your back, and every time you slump, it buzzes to remind you to fucking.
Do they advertise on Facebook a whole bunch with attractive dudes?
Yeah.
Yeah. There has to be something where like when people advertise on Facebook, they say like, oh, gay, let's whatever we're advertising. It can be the like most irrelevant, like we're a picture frame company.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like shirtless guys getting their pictures framed.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. If you're a middle-aged white woman, we're going to do a girl in yoga pants. That's going to be the spokesmodel. If you're gay, it's going to be a hot shirtless dude.
Yeah,
like, actually, if you're straight, probably also a hot shirtless dude because, like, straight guys are real gay. okay, so the reason that the Equality Act is such a big deal also is it's directly in response to the Trump administration and their newly announced freedom to discriminate rules when it comes to healthcare workers.
Oh,
have you been following this story at all? So the Trump administration unveiled new rules that permit healthcare workers the right to discriminate based on their sincerely held religious beliefs.
Yeah. I heard vague chatterings about this.
You have the, it advises healthcare professionals, quote, you have the right under federal law to decline to perform, assist in the performance of, refer for, undergo, or pay for certain healthcare related treatments, research, or services, such as abortion or assisted suicide, among others, that violate your conscience, religious beliefs, or moral convictions. Which I just can't fucking get over this shit. God, I fucking hate people. I hate religion. I hate what it's doing to people. Like, just like you're.
You have a right to not be a fucking doctor. If you have a problem helping people and saving people, you have the right to not to just quit.
Yeah.
And not do that because you have to help people that need help. That's literally your job.
Right. But Kyle, you're gay and that's icky.
That's so gross.
Don't make me do things to you.
You might get AIDS from my blood.
I don't understand how anybody can look at the secular history of this country and the importance of religious freedom in the history of this country and then think that opening the door to letting people trump the law, trump established norms with their religion is possibly a good direction to go. Like how
what the craziest thing to me is people often look back at and talk about what the founding fathers and constitution or whatever, and like what they don't realize is literally the founding fathers were all like, nope, let's not do that religion thing.
Yeah, yeah.
They like
Last but not least,
sure.
Are you ready?
Are we still in the news?
Yep.
Okay.
This is the last one. University of Washington's campus here in Seattle. Yeah.
Go Huskies.
Go Huskies. Yep. The UW College Republicans group is protesting the repeal of Washington's affirmative action ban that happened last week by selling cookies, and they're having an affirmative action bake sale where things cost a dollar. If you're white, they cost 50 cents. If you're black, they cost 50 cents. If you're Hispanic, they're free if you're Native American, and all women get 25 cents off. And it's just...
Okay, here's the thing about me.
Okay, great.
You know I used to be a Republican when I was a kid. In college, I remember my freshman year of college, not out yet, I was like, that's a smart idea. Why should, like, why should minorities get, you know, this approval to do these things? I worked hard. I didn't, you know, and even my roommate, who is, well, supposedly straight now. Yeah, it said
just what,
like,
you banging him?
No, different roommate.
Oh.
But
how many roommates did you have?
How many gay roommates did I have? Enough to fulfill this boy's fantasies.
Okay, great.
Everyone called him the vibe because they all gave him a gay vibe.
Oh my god.
I was not gay. And I was like, oh my god, that's so true. He seems so gay to me. It's crazy. Anyway, he supposedly straight dude was like, yeah, they're kind of crazy. But I thought it was fine. Like, I think until you are a minority, it's like there's such a difficult thing to explain. And I feel like I've had kind of a little bit of an experience on both sides because I was perceived as a straight white male for so long. Like, and acted like one because I had all the privileges of that because I wasn't out. Like, it's so hard to explain to people, like, you don't get it. You just don't get it. You don't get it. I mean, that's what college is for. So I hope everyone takes time to, like, not maybe go to college or like figure out a way to grow or learn from other people. Cause that's what, you know, in addition to coming out, college was important for me to learn about other groups. And that, and that was, you know, one of my things coming into it. Then I learned, but like, it's just so hard to explain. And it's just so hard to, like, get people to understand how, like, you don't have it harder cause you're white.
Yep. Yep. Well, and okay. Most interesting to this story to me, I super agree with you. They don't get it. The model is totally broken here. Affirmative action is not letting people pay half price for baked goods because they're brown. That's a gross misrepresentation of what that whole set of policies is for and how it's implemented.
To their credit, it may be a delicious representation. It may not. It depends on who makes them. But
I'm interested in your feedback on this. Asian people had to pay 50 cents more. So it was $1. $1 was the standard price. $1.50 for Asians.
Why?
Now, the statement I think is at the University of Washington here in Seattle, we have a sizable Asian population, and that they actually are overrepresented on campus. At least that's sort of the, like, cranky white Republican people believe that.
Yeah. Well, I think Asian people have this weird place in our society of both being discriminated against, but also being perceived as being intelligent. Like, they have some, like, there are some good stereotypes that come along with
good at math.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they just have, like, a very interesting place in our complex racism, complex society of racism.
Yep. Great. That's the news.
Cool.
You want to talk about Spain?
Yeah. Why? Let's talk about Spain.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Mike.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes a lot of energy to do things like record an ad.
Boy, it sure does.
You have to think of a topic. You have to think of something witty to say.
Yeah.
It can be kind of draining sometimes.
Absolutely. And I like being drained, but not in this way.
Life can be draining with more social commitments after the winter. People expect that you're going to hang out, spend more time together, and that can be draining.
Especially in Seattle when the sun starts coming out, and that's when all the people in the world come back asking for your time.
Yep.
I need better boundaries, I think.
Yeah. So therapy helps me process what my social life should look like and how I deal with my social battery, how I invest my time and my effort.
Yeah, me too. And it helps me get those boundaries that I was talking about, or at least remember to try to keep them.
Yep. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/gayish today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gayish.
BetterHelp.com/gayish. Do it.
Do it.
Mike, when we started our podcast, there were no other gay podcasts.
Zero.
Zero.
None whatsoever.
We were the very first.
We blazed our own trail. Our own treasure trail. We shaved it.
Just like Harry's blazed their own trail because there were no other razors before they existed.
Right. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by questionable products in the shaving industry, decided to do something better.
I use Harry's and it gives me a smooth, fresh looking face when I shave around my beard. And I really like their products.
Yeah, I do too. The razors are really, really good. But also I enjoyed the body wash. I think it smells super awesome. I use the fig flavor pretty regularly.
Well, if you want to get in on the action, don't settle for the status quo. Blaze your own trail with Harry's. Get started with a $13 set for just $3 at harrys.com/gayish.
Yeah, it's a 5-blade razor with a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/gayish.
That's harrys.com/gayish for a $3 trial set.
Yeah, get it.
Do you remember what it was like when PrEP came out?
I sure do, yes. It was a big deal because everybody was like, now we don't have to worry about HIV/AIDS anymore, which is pretty huge for the community.
Yeah. Well, imagine that, but for STIs. Imagine a world where STIs are a thing of the past.
Everyone's been talking about DoxyPep, and that's because it's 90% effective at curbing STIs like chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis. You don't want any of those. DoxyPep can make them not happen to you.
And DoxyPep from Shameless Care is one of the places you can get a hold of it. They are a top telemedicine provider with board-certified physicians across all 50 states with one mission, making DoxyPep accessible and affordable.
The process is hassle-free. Answer some medical questions on their HIPAA-compliant online platform, and one of their physicians will prescribe DoxyPep to you. Viola! It's shipped straight to your door in discreet packaging.
It is affordable, just $109 a year, and that covers your online evaluation, the medication, and the shipping.
So ready to rewrite your story? Ready to rediscover the joy of carefree intimacy? Visit shamelesscare.com/gayish and take control of your sexual health.
That's shamelesscare.com/gayish. Your liberation is waiting.
Your liberation.
Why are we talking about Spain?
We're talking about Spain because it's like we need more listeners in Spain.
Okay, so
we've got listeners everywhere. We need more listeners in Spain.
You didn't,
hey, Spain.
Hey,
fucking Spain. Yeah, no, listen up.
España. Mira.
Hey, Kyle. How do you say your bullshit is bullshit in Spanish?
Tu mierdo es mierdo. I actually knew that one. I have not spoken Spanish in a while, like conversationally, so I'm impressed that I can think of words and things. On occasion, I'm doing better than I'm doing in English.
Not
the
hard.
Numbers. Wait, no,
not hard to do.
How spell hard? Okay, Spain
is
ranks...
a country.
Oh, right. We're getting down to the basics, the real basics. Mm-hmm. No. Spain. Of our listeners, we in the past, like this, just this year alone, it represents 2% of our listenership.
Wow.
It's the, you know, for how big it is, it's number 24 on our list.
Okay.
Just in front of Saudi Arabia. So
Saudi Arabia?
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Yes. I stand by it.
Okay, great.
It's the little
so
country.
So Spain apparently stands right next to it on our list.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like whenever you say like, oh, it's just above Saudi Arabia in terms of whatever, it's like, yeah, maybe like that's crazy that it's like that. So, hola amigos. Hello, Santi.
Hello, friends.
Oh, are you going
to
be my translator?
Listen to me.
Escúchame.
Yeah, no. Wait, who's translating who now?
Okay. So we're going to talk about Spain. Mike, I think I feel like through our conduit of Dan, I feel like I have a vague idea of what you're talking about, and I think you should go first.
No.
I don't know what to do with that.
Okay. Which one do you think that I'm talking about first?
Oh. Then? Well, because I have something I could say. I thought you were going to talk about the like history of LGBT something like equality, like.
Oh, okay. All right. Sure.
Well, if you don't want to.
Shut up!
As someone whose pee was recently grabbed, and I'm very, very looking out for respectful boundaries.
Okay. Great.
So you can say no.
So, LGBT shit in Spain.
High five.
They are super down. Super down. They are verse. They...
Any way they can take it.
Yep. In groups, like one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing that stuck out the most to me, actually, looking at Spain and their views on LGBT stuff, the Pew Research Center in 2013 did a study that showed more than 88% of Spanish citizens accept homosexuality, which made it the most LGBT friendly of the 39 countries that they looked at.
Wow.
So, Spain is just crazy super down with gay shit, which is interesting to me.
Why is that interesting?
Because so many other places aren't.
Sure.
For one. For two, it is 80... No. Where did that go? I had that number somewhere.
Are you about to look up the percentage?
There it is. 67% of the country is Roman Catholic. So two out of every three people walking around in Spain are like totes down with the popes.
Yep.
And and then there's also a conservative sort of undertone in the fabric of the country, because it is so close to Morocco, right over the Strait of Gibraltar, and they have in their history been invaded and conquered by Muslims. Like Muslim influence in that country is really historically pretty high.
So you take Catholic and Muslim, mix them all together in a country, and somehow turn that into LGBT equality, and yep. You're like, wait, yep. what ingredients did we put in again?
Exactly.
Someone put in too much. What's the gayest spice? Too much?
Cumin.
Of course! How did you come up with that? Of course that is. Spell cumin. I feel like I, as a white man, need to tell you
no.
that I not every listener might know that.
Okay.
I'm
pretty sure they don't.
They might think I'm a Latina lady, but I'm not. I'm a white man. I actually studied abroad in Spain.
Mm.
I say that because white people love telling you how they studied abroad, and that makes them special.
Wait, just one abroad or multiple?
I studied and failed at Broads when I was there. I studied in Cadiz at the very south, Santander in the north, traveled all around in Spain. Yes, this does make me special and interesting. And then during the week between the two different sessions, I actually visited Gibraltar.
Mm-hmm.
Gibraltar.
Mm-hmm.
Did I do that condescendingly enough?
So great.
I really wanted to be super condescending when I said that.
Do shut.
Great. Perfect. Let me have some wine. And then we went to Marruecos.
Okay.
Morocco. And a bunch of us got sick with the liquid poops. Something we ate or drank turned our stomach into sadness, and we had to go to a doctor, and I had to tell, okay, I know it doesn't sound, any of this sound like really challenging, like life challenging, but to tell a so we were all staying with a Spanish host family, a host mom, and I had to tell my Spanish host mom, the doctor said I can't eat a lot of food because of my stomach. And to try to tell a Spanish lady not to cook you a lot of food is the most difficult thing maybe that I've ever been through. She would give me these giant plates filled with food, and I'd be like, I can't eat this. Like, I don't know how much clearer. Like, also, I got homemade flan, though, and that's the bomb diggity.
Homemade flan?
Yep.
Flan.
Yeah.
Flan.
Flan. But you were saying serious things about LGBT history.
Oh, so some I just really interesting things. So like Spain legalized same-sex marriage in 2005.
And I know from me doing research, it was the third country in the world to do it.
En el mundo.
En el mundo. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Do I need to be doing half of this in Spanish? We're trying to increase... Hello, Europeans.
Hola.
Hola. Oh, yeah. This is funny. If the person that... You're annoyingly good at languages, which I'm in, like, yes, but you can... Hello, world.
Hola, mundo.
If you're European...
Si tu es...
I actually don't know how to say European.
Europano?
I don't know.
Si tu es este de Europe?
Es de... Europa?
Okay, great. Yeah.
Europa.
This is anyway. Riveting radio.
Say riveting radio in Spanish. Nope, you can't.
Riveting radio.
I'm sure you have one Spanish friend. Send this to them.
Yeah.
They will amar it. Okay, keep going.
So adoption by same-sex couples has been legal nationwide since July 2005. Yeah. Since 2015, married lesbians can register both their names on their children's birth certificates.
When you say married lesbians, what about married gay dudes that... Oh, on the birth certificate, we don't really have that problem to deal with.
Yeah.
We have less of... Sorry, that was trans exclusionary. Cis gay men don't have to worry about that.
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people may serve openly in the Spanish Armed Forces.
Yeah. I always have this real bittersweet relationship with equality in the military because I was like, I don't want to join the military. And you're giving me an out because I'm out?
Yeah.
Great. I'm in.
I mean, despite having done it so many times, I don't really want to get married either.
Yeah, that's fair.
So the Autonomous Community of Madrid approved a conversion therapy ban in 2016. Mm. Valencia banned the use of conversion therapy in April of 2017. Andalusia followed suit in December of 2017. Murcia approved a conversion therapy ban in 2016. Just, yeah.
Super down.
They're super down. And then this one surprised me the most. Gay and bisexual men are allowed to donate blood in Spain.
What, under any restrictions?
For anyone, regardless of sexual orientation, you can't donate blood for 6 months after changing partners. So they just ask you.
Changing partners.
How long have you been with your current partner? And if the answer is more than 6 months and you're monogamous, then you can donate blood. But that's regardless of orientation. They don't care what the genitals of your partner is. If you've been with the same person and you're monogamous, then we want your blood.
What if I went to a bathhouse and changed partners every 6 minutes for a little bit?
Then
how does that fit in?
You're resetting that 6 month clock often.
Very quickly. No, that's, I always think that about, like, you know, when we have policies, I feel like that's what gay and trans rights make you think about is like, okay, if we're going to apply this to gay people, if we like, oh, we should test the blood for HIV because we think all gay people have HIV, like, then it's like, well, what if we just did that for everybody? You know, like all these things, like, bring up, that's awesome. That's really cool. And that's like a very, it's out of all the spectrum of gay rights, that seems like a very specific, not the most important one. So to look at that as a measure, I think is really interesting then.
Yeah. Well, and I've talked about it a lot, the whole blood and tissue donation thing. And for me, it's really, really important symbolically because that's just saying your blood, like the thing that is pumping through your body that is your life is icky. It's somehow tainted because you're gay. Like, it's just really very... It feels like an intimate sort of violation, not the kind that Dan likes.
not a good intimate violation. It's like someone grabbing your pee that you didn't expect. It's just really intimate violation.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think that's a very interesting, specific measure of do they care enough about gay rights to look at or care about that one specific thing. And it also goes to reflect how gay people and support of gay people can actually go to help the entire nation, because now you have our blood.
Yep. Yep.
You're welcome, blood eaters and vampires of that country. You got it.
Hey, what's Spanish for vampire? ¿Cómo se dice en español vampire?
Probably vampiro.
Vampiro?
I remember specifically when the shootings happened at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, that like our community couldn't donate blood to help the victims of our own community. That like, and it was beautiful how many straight people lined up in the sweltering sun of Florida to make sure that our community was taken care of, because we couldn't take care of ourselves in that way because of government absurd government regulations based on like out of date, non-rational shit. Yeah.
Yep. I mean, couldn't take care of ourselves because they won't let us.
Yeah. Not because we don't have the power or the blood to do it, but yeah.
Actually, you probably like your blood's like 60% rosé.
And who wouldn't want this delicious, delicious blood?
So some other things. Sodomy was decriminalized in Spain in 1979.
Jesus, that's like 30 years before, 20-something, way before the U.S.
Age of consent has been the same for straight people and gay people since 1979. There has been anti-discrimination laws because of sexual orientation in employment issues since 1995.
By contrast, the Equality Act that you just talked about in news.
We're still
wondering if gay means pedophile, so...
People have had the right to change their legal gender since 2007.
I think I read something about... Did you read anything about what they need to do to change their legal gender?
No. I don't know what they need to do. Have you? Do you know?
No, I want you to make it up.
Oh. They just have to ask real nice.
Sweet to the person that works the front desk.
They call a hotline and they push 1 for male, 2 for female, 3 for some non-binary
everything
options.
Else. Yep. Yeah. And they go, please? I think they...
Por favor, Kyle.
Come on. Shit. Fuck. I mean, mierda. I think what I saw is that they don't have to have any kind of surgery, which I have not realized. This has been a recent development and understanding of mine on trans rights. And so this is where, like, I like to say I'm an ally. I want to say I'm an ally, but I don't. But who know? Like, whom might know if that's true? I'm constantly learning. And a recent thing I'm learning is I always thought, oh, like, you have dysphoria, so you need gender confirmation surgery.
Yeah.
And that is one of the things. It makes sense that would be required or whatever to change your gender. Like, just because you are dysphoric or even not dysphoric, like, just because you're trans doesn't mean you have to undergo surgery. Some people might not want to for very legitimate reasons, either medical or emotional, or just they don't fucking want to, and so they don't require surgery. I think you have to have proof of being in some kind of like therapy or medical, I forget what it's called, like being in medical letter or whatever for 2 years. Which I have a hard time with. I don't believe trans people should be able to, or not even trans people, like anyone should be able to change the gender on their ID card very easily. And it's not because I'm worried about trans or non-binary people. I'm worried about fucking dumbass straight people that are going to set up a fucking trans bake sale like, or whatever dumb shit they do. Yeah. It's that version that everyone goes and just changes logs. Like, I want there to be enough of a blocker that dumb people can't be dumb but still lets it be easy for...
I mean, do you mean a bunch of Christian Republican white dudes that change their gender to female just to say,
that's
like,
who would
just show the absurdity of it?
Yes, the same people that, like, I think this lady's trans in the bathroom, so I'm going to assault her, and it turns out not that it should matter, but it turns out it's just a cisgendered lady that's trying to go to the bathroom, and then you're like, oh, my notions of gender might be fucked up. Oh, wait, no, they don't have that realization. They just think they're great.
This reminds me of I think she might be from Spain. Oh my god. Hold please.
Because if she is, what
are we talking about? Charo?
Gucci Gucci Goo.
No.
Oh.
Yes, 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 yes. I'm so excited I found this. Yes.
What?
There is a Spanish potato farmer in Spain, because she's Spanish. I repeated myself. I'm just so excited. And she has her like 15 minutes of fame this week because she looks so much like Donald Trump.
Wait, I want to see. I want to see.
Okay.
I'm going to have to put this on Instagram.
Is this going to, okay. You know that, right? If you're not on Instagram yet, follow us there, because Dan is vast improved.
That's not Photoshop?
Nope. No.
Holy moly. Can you send me that? Yeah. That's amazing.
I was going to say that'd be like if Donald Trump had tits, but I can't.
Doesn't.
Had nice tits. That's fucking hilarious. Okay, can I tell you?
We're on track for the longest episode.
How
ever.
Did we? We can't keep doing this.
I was worried we weren't going to have enough.
I know. We can't keep doing this. Sometimes our audience is like, we really don't need to hear you for 2 hours about any topic. Okay, Z's. So Spain has been a very LGBT friendly country.
For you personally.
I was not out. The first time I tried to go to a gay bar was in Barcelona. I also was like debating in my head whether we should support Catalan, because they want to be like, there's
independence
constant struggle between them. And I don't know which side we should be on to try to get more listeners.
Oh, yeah.
So we support Catalan and all of Spain. Well, I'm trying to do my best political indifference, but trying to feel like I'm saying something, but not. We support the rights of every person in Spain. Catalan, we care about you, but we also care about all the other regions of Spain, too, equally.
Yeah.
And
by equally, we mean not at all.
Not at all. In that we don't think of you too often, which is why you are just above Saudi Arabia in your listenership. Okay.
Saudi Arabia. I thought.
Yes, both. We're just out of both countries.
Beer. Do you want anything?
Nope. Anything? Well, I might just open this while you're up.
Yep. Okay. Sorry. I'm back.
Charo. Okay. What?
Is Charo Spanish?
Oh, yeah.
I thought
she's Castilian. Castilian.
It's pronounced churro.
Charo is Castilian, and she is one of the best flamenco guitarists.
Have you heard that
cut play
guitar before? Holy shit bags. She just melts that shit.
I've seen her live in concert in person, and she's amazing.
Fucking fantastic.
She does this whole thing when she does concerts. She recognizes that almost everybody knows her as this like caricature from Fantasy Island. And but she also studied with like the impresario of flamenco guitar in Spain, and she's fucking amazing. And flamenco guitar is like crazy fast and really hard, and she's amazing. So
fast and hard, just like you like it.
Yes. And so she has this moment where she's in this like sparkly low cut dress, and she's like being silly and goofy, and then she's like okay, and then she puts on this like tuxedo jacket over it, and she's like, now's the time I'm gonna like fuck you up with how good I am at guitar. And she just, and it's just like, you just like, your mouth is agape and you're just listening to like some of the best
you,
guitar playing.
Normal,
yeah, you know.
More Dan's a slut jokes. I love it. No, she's fucking fantastic.
She's amazing.
She's
if you get the
fantastic
chance to see her live, if you haven't heard her play, like download a fucking Charo CD, because she's amazing.
Yep. Churro, yeah. Everybody, go get one.
Churro.
Everybody,
dip her in some
churros.
Chocolate and eat it. Okay. So,
this episode, man, I don't know what's up, but I'm here for it. I love it.
So,
oh, I didn't eat anything and then I started drinking. That's why.
Is that the? I feel like we learned and then have like forgotten over and over that those make the best episodes. Okay.
Great.
What I'm going to tell you now is, yes, Spain has seemed LGBT friendly for a long time.
Ooh, contrapunto.
Pero no es verdad necesariamente. I don't know. Okay, so Spain has been ranked as recently as 2016 as one of the top countries in terms of LGBT rights. There's a site called rainbow-europe.org, or if you speak Spanish, it is rainbow-europe.org because it's in English. And there was an article in thelocal.es in 2016 that referenced this report and said, so very recently, 3 years ago, said, quote, Spain, the headline was, quote, Spain may not lead countries like Germany or France when it comes to the economy, but it certainly comes up trumps on LGBT rights, according to a new report. So it was ranked number six. Nope, it was ranked number four. And then the following year dropped five spots into number nine. And it's still at number nine.
Worldwide or in Europe?
Europe.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, yes. The report, the site rainbow-europe.org ranks Europe, surprisingly. I would never have guessed the number one country in the list because I kind of didn't know it was a country. Mike, do you know, what is your guess?
We said didn't know it was a country. So my first guess before you said that little tidbit was going to be Sweden, because Sweden's fucking like crazy.
No, that's there. Actually behind Spain.
Shut 10. Your hole.
I will not. What, you were going to go? Yeah.
Liechtenstein.
Belarus.
No, no.
Liechtenstein.
No,
no. Angola.
No. Number one. Now you're just guessing weird European country. Not weird.
Luxembourg.
Great European who we love their listeners. No,
I feel like you're about to reveal your ignorance of European geography.
Is that a new... I'm about to continue showing everyone. Number one, Malta.
Malta. The island of Malta.
Sure. It's definitely that. I'm just going to go down the rest of the list till I get to Spain, Belgium, Norway, okay. UK, Finland, France, Portugal, Denmark, and then Spain.
Portugal is higher than Spain?
Finland, notoriously not a Scandinavian country.
Non-Scandinavian.
As we
Finland.
All have learned and definitely remembered.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, and it's even, like, in my mind, Netherlands should be higher, but it's not. It's just, it's, it goes.
Or where's Germany?
Spain. Yep. Same, yeah. It goes Spain, then Sweden, Netherlands, Germany, Austria, Greece, Ireland. It's very interesting. So they rank things. There are the things they rank. It seems to be a very comprehensive. It feels a lot like I just learned about it, but now really enjoy it because it seems a lot like the HRC in terms of how it ranks, takes all this data and tries to combine it into one to make it really easy. But it ranks things based on equality and non-discrimination, family, bias-motivated speech and violence, legal gender recognition, freedom of assembly, association and expression, and asylum.
So
there's like all these categories it's rating these on.
How do they decide how to rank the like weight those different factors? It
has,
right, like
it has like a percentage thing of all the different things and how do they decide that? Whom knows?
Is this website based in Malta?
They are. Malta is not only number one, but like number one by a whole bunch. I copied it's. It's ranked at 94%, whereas Belgium is 79%.
I mean, it's because yes. they're
Malton.
It's because of all of the waffles and gay people don't eat carbs.
Oh my God. But did you know they put mayonnaise on fries?
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's
that's
so good.
I'm sure there's lots of other great things about Belgium, but Jesus Christ, those fries. Okay.
Mayo and vinegar on fries is fucking amazing.
Vinegar.
Yeah.
Get that shit out of here. Get that shit out of here, Mike. Get out. Get it out. Okay. So why has it slipped? Well, there's
because it was lubed up.
It slipped sometimes. the lubiest of countries can slip. There has been a rise in hate speech, especially from the church. This is all from that report. I smacked my mic. Not you. I want to smack you too. You're too far away. What?
Nothing.
You look like you're gonna.
Wait, which church, Kyle?
Oh, okay. So it's just one example.
Church.
The church. I just assumed some Catholic church. As an example, this is all from that report that this apparently Maltesian pro-Maltese site The director of a Catholic school was fined after complaining or after comparing hate crime laws with terrorism. Like, they've just been.
Why? What the fuck is wrong with people?
No idea. That's a Spanish idiom.
I don't know why we, like, why can't we just be equally crazy on the left? You know, that's, Republicans are all like Hitler.
Yes,
like,
just. I think that all the time. It's like, you don't want to stoop down to a certain level, but sometimes you do.
Yeah.
Why?
Trump eats babies after he's done sodomizing them. It's just true. Everyone knows it.
What? Where did you hear that? I don't know. Some people just told me that recently.
Yeah, people are saying.
I don't
saying,
know. It's just what people said to me, and I heard it.
Can't prove he doesn't.
I tweeted once from my own personal account. As 4 to 5 people know, I forget how many likes it got, but I tweeted something that was like, Trump murdered my dad. He in the middle of the street, he got a gun out and murdered him. Why? Maybe that's not necessarily true, but it's just the things I've heard.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yep. I agree. But sometimes you just want to. Anyway. So definitely an increase in hate speech in Spain. Also, to quote the report that was put out by this site, even within the police, bias motivated harassment was raised as an issue in December by a lesbian member of the force. LGBTI NGOs, non-governmental organizations, continued to assist individuals who reported violent incidents. A Madrid-based NGO had recorded more than 200 LGBT hate crimes over the course of the year. So this seems very familiar of increase in hate speech, and that leads to it didn't
the world
say this
is on
but
fire,
like,
Kyle.
This world is on fire. There are some good things that it's still pointed out. I mean, it's still like number 9. It's not horrible. Mm-hmm. So there's still some good things going on. Olympic ice skater Javier Rava and Olympic water polo player Victor Gutierrez both came out. So they had some prominent athletes come out.
Do they fuck each other?
And
can I watch it?
They came out while they were inside each other. It was really exciting. This is one of my favorite things. Someone else who came out, Jesus Tomiero, who is the first football referee to come out as gay, which I... At first I read that and I was like, this is so dumb. Sports are so backwards that we're like looking to the first football fan, scraping the bottom of the barrel to
the first soccer ball manufacturer came out as gay.
But I was like, this is too, he like won some award or something like that. I was like, this is dumb. But
did GLAAD give him like a lifetime achievement?
He's probably of the Vanguard. Dan wasn't on the Beyonce episode, but he heard it, I think.
Lots of opinions.
How do you feel about Beyonce? Just real quick.
Meh.
Great. Look forward to Dan's segment on Patreon at patreon.com/greatestpodcast. Okay. But then when I looked at it, after he came out, he started getting death threats. And like when he,
what was he wearing when he came out? Cause he might've deserved them.
He was definitely wearing his short skirt and tall boots. Cause that seems to be a signal for assault me verbally. And, so he got death threats and was insulted all the time. He was assigned, to police people and like for protection.
Dos policías.
When he went back to refereeing, this is a weird specific detail that I hate and love. The game that he was refereeing, it was like it was not a major league game. It was like a minor league game or youth or I don't know, something. But it was interrupted after 48 minutes when someone in the stands yelled out, "Retire, you fag. Go on Big Brother, you queer." Which I don't think
that's what gays do.
I don't think yelling homophobic insults are funny, but this specific choice of insult, like go on Big Brother is a weird it's a weird insult. That's a weird maybe Big Brother's where gay people go. I don't know. It's just you're this person insulting him. You're a fucking moron.
By the way, gay Big Brother on Logo, I would watch that shit. Like, is that a thing?
Okay, I actually know someone who knows someone who is on a gay dating show.
Yeah?
Should we try to have him on the show?
On my face, yes.
Okay, also, several regions, the more serious and political and legislative thing about good things that happened in Spain, several regions bolstered their family law provisions by opening access to assisted reproduction techniques to all women. So allowed lesbian women to not countrywide, but at least several regions helped improve the laws to help lesbian women get inseminated.
I thought you were arguing that it had gotten worse, not
these
better.
These are a couple of the... I'm Dan, if you were listening very closely... No, there are bad things and definitely like has slipped, but there are still... These are kind of the redeeming or the there are still good parts about it.
You're shit sandwiching us.
Yes.
Good, bad, good.
Yes. Yes. And eat it. Everybody. yeah.
Okay.
I feel okay. So at this point, is this where we say that, hey, Mike, do you want to talk about that little ghost?
Oh, God.
explain yourself here.
Explain myself?
Yeah.
There's a little rainbow colored gay ghost running around the internet this week that.
Tell us all the details about it, Mike.
It was my job to research it for this episode.
Partially. Like, I mean, in addition to having poor Spanish. listenership,
mm-hmm.
I guess as an English-speaking podcast, that shouldn't be as a little less, I don't know. That was like one of the reasons we talked about this, and I said, Mike, you're going to do this.
This, yeah, the whole episode was built on one idea, which is the meme of this gay-ass ghost going around, and I said I would do it, and then I didn't.
Okay, Okay, so what do you know?
I know that there is a right-wing anti-diversity message that's going around in Spain. Mm-hmm. They created a big, like, tapestry of symbols and logos to represent all of the evilness that is the left pro-gay zeitgeist or whatever, and on it is this little, like, looks like a ghost from Mario Brothers,
yeah,
but is rainbow colored
and he's real happy and cute.
Real happy and cute, and nobody knows like where it came from or why they made it up, but we've totally like seized on it as a people, and now it's all over Twitter. And
we meaning LGBT people, like we all were like, oh, look at that little gay ghost. Yeah. We love it. So like this thing that was supposedly somehow supposed to represent,
yeah,
I don't know how it was, and I don't think anyone really knows how it was supposed to represent being against LGBT. They just made up this little image.
Yeah.
And we were all like, look at that little gay ghost. And so I think they were calling it Gaysper.
Gaysper.
So yeah. And there are lots of variations. I posted the bisexual one, so it's like instead of rainbows.
Bisper.
Yeah, there are all there's panspur, there's transpur, there's like all the different flags that then are inside all the flags and fags, the colors that you can put, and then there are all these different variations, and it's just been going around. It's this hilarious, like, you're trying to insult us by making this, like, he looks so happy too.
Yeah, I do.
He's smiling.
I do want to know what they're like. Point was, my guess is that it has something to do with like being gay is deadly. Hmm. Like it will, you'll die
maybe,
and then you'll have to roam the earth with
just being gay and
like
dead.
A box of Lucky Charms or something. I don't know, it doesn't make any sense, but the fact that we've seized on it and it's turned into a thing is pretty great. It's like there were those posters that were floating around in, I think it was Saudi Arabia, might have been.
Oh, that's Saudi Arabia?
Yeah. Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
But Bert and Ernie, an angry, angry Bert and Ernie are like a meme that came out of that. I need to find it now. Oh, my God. Like, because Bert and Ernie
are
gay.
Like, kind of gay. They've, like, lived together, sleep in the same bed. And so gay people have been like, maybe, yeah, it's pretty gay.
But they're, like, featured now in the... propaganda, the signs that people pack around it at all of these like anti-Western culture rallies or whatever. So is it just like being gay makes you dead and then you'll be a ghost? Or
maybe they see how light on our feet we are.
Okay.
And so we float along like ghosts.
I mean, shh, Kyle, we don't want people to know that gay people can float.
Shh, don't. Oh. Is this the first time I've revealed that information? So sorry. We definitely walk on the ground like people.
Always.
With our shoes.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm floating now.
No. Maybe it's they, because we don't eat like ghosts. You saw that movie with Casper trying to eat and it all falls right through them.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag floating in the wind?
Have you seen the Kimmy Schmidt, you know?
I do feel like a plastic bag.
She's like, that's so stupid. And then she's like, this is like... If you actually step back and look at it, it is this like modern critique of the song Firework by Katy Perry.
Yep.
One of which is that line is weird, and then finally Kimmy Schmidt was like, oh, I get it now. And then another one was like, I don't think anyone ever says firework singular. It's always fireworks. Yep. So that's weird.
Yeah.
So good. Well, that was good enough. Everyone understands the ghost now, and so do we.
Great.
One of my favorite things about the ghost thing is that Netflix in Spain picked up on this and they started photoshopping the gay spur, the little gay ghost, into the background of like classic horror movie images.
That's fantastic.
Like the fact that Netflix is like, yeah, fuck you, Vox, which is the like far right group that this was in advance of the elections on April 28th, and Vox is the group that put this out, and Netflix is, yeah, like. I love it when a big corporate entity like that is just like unabashedly just like, yeah, no, fuck you.
We're gonna
make fun of your bullshit. Your bullshit is bullshit.
Yeah.
Another recent Netflix thing that I really enjoyed that they did is they said on 420 they were turning off the keep watching, you know, thing that makes you, because they were like, we know you're too high. So we're just going to disable that for the day.
That's
and that was
so
like,
oh, great.
Netflix, you understand me on a very personal level.
Oh, my God. Sometimes when I'm on the couch and I'm stoned as fuck and it says keep watching and I'm like, where's the remote? Where's my Xbox controller? It is somebody stole it.
Yep.
I don't know where it went. I can't look for it
also,
now.
Also, where are those waves coming from? Okay, I'm going to tell you.
No.
No?
Oh, okay.
You're going to tell me?
I don't know. Whatever.
Okay, well, I have another thing to talk about that's not ghost related.
Okay.
I have
a very short segment.
Oh, do it.
Do you want a very short segment?
Yes. Very quick.
I'll take a long segment, a short segment, a thick segment, a curved upward segment, whatever.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
You should regret.
Wait, are you talking
revealing
about my dick?
Yes. You should regret revealing that information.
Okay,
for
great.
Sure.
Great.
It's gonna...
I don't.
Okay.
I stand by
okay.
that.
Well, we'll work on that.
It's I have one dick, and...
And it's looking at you. Here's looking at you, kid. That's your dick talking to you.
I would like to introduce you.
Okay.
To Pedro Sanchez.
Pedro?
Pedro Sanchez.
No sé quién es. Oh, no. No, it's not sé, because saber is information. Conocer, no le conozco. Conocer, you have to, anyway, it's not interesting.
No conozco.
No le conozco.
Okay. He is the 47-year-old prime minister of Spain.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here's his picture. Just react, and then, like...
Hello, beautiful. What? Are you looking at me? I'm looking at you.
Pedro Sanchez, the prime minister of Spain, is fucking hot.
He's like, it's like buttoned up, but he has dimples, but like, he might like it nasty.
Yeah.
There's nothing in that photo that suggests it, but in my head, it's nasty.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
I bet he has foreskin.
Oh, he definitely has foreskin, and he uses it. I don't know what that means. But, like, have you seen the porn thing, Men in Suits?
No, but I'm here for that.
There's not much more description I really need to give you.
None needed.
But he seems like he'd be a great top in Men in Suits.
Yeah.
It's like the great thing about Men in Suits, the porn, is when they're like fucking you, they're fucking you in the suit, and then they start to remove, like, someone who's like wearing a white button down shirt and then opens it as they're fucking you is very hot. And I want him to do definitely all of that to me.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Keep going.
Also, we'll pretend like we're Vikings and I just lost and I must receive him to really bolster my Spanish.
What? So Pedro Sanchez.
Oh, sorry.
Justin Trudeau.
Mm-hmm.
Emmanuel Macron.
Mm-hmm.
In a three-way.
You're not inserting yourself into that?
Wink.
I mean,
marry, fuck, kill.
You know me, I'm a voyeur.
Marry, fuck, kill.
Okay.
This is the most important thing we've ever done on this podcast.
Fuck, marry, kill. Pedro Sanchez, Justin Trudeau, Emmanuel Macron.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think.
I already know mine. It's pretty easy. Fuck Pedro.
Fuck Pedro. Marry Justin Trudeau.
Marry Justin Trudeau.
Kill Macron.
Because, like, he's French and that's dumb. Oh, it's not Macron. It's Macron. Never mind. I kill you.
Macron.
Our apologies to all our listeners in France.
Dan doesn't know. No apologies.
Do we have listeners in France?
Not anymore. I don't know. We should see where they stack up on our list of all the countries that don't listen to us. France, they more than double that of Spain.
No.
We. Oui. 1, 2, 6
listeners?
9.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
10.
Enough is right.
Yeah.
Neuf.
Too much French on this one.
We have enough listeners. Listeners.
We have France is number 9.
Really?
Why? I don't know. Why? I mean, why do we have any listeners in the United States? If we like, this doesn't change that we are very confused about this. Okay, can I tell you about my thing now?
Yeah, do it. Okay.
Wait.
Pedro Sanchez is hot.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I thought we got there because we both fucked him. To find Dan's answers, you'll have to wait for the Patreon segment.
Wait, okay.
I guess.
Wait, I also want to introduce you to Eduardo Leite, L-E-I-T-E.
L-E-I-T-E, Liete.
Okay. Except that he is...
Leite, sorry.
He is the governor of Rio Grande del Sul in Brazil.
Okay.
And
this is an episode about Spain. Spain is hell. Never mind. Irrelevant to me. It's like he's smiling for me. Yeah. You know?
He's got a little Spanish in him, I think.
Maybe. Does he want it?
I want a lot of Spanish in me.
I want Pedro to fuck him. Okay, sorry.
I found this blog that's like the 10 most attractive world
hot
leaders.
Spanish political leaders.
Yes.
I love it.
It's not just that they're Spanish, right? Like, it's just like hot elected officials.
Okay. Speaking of hot elected officials, do you know about that hot, I forget if he's like a congressman or senator or something, but like the guy that this, like Aaron, I think.
Aaron Schock, former congressman from Illinois.
That was posed.
He got in trouble because he was super hot
and posed on the, like, he has washboard abs, like jacked, and everyone was into him.
Do you remember why he got in trouble?
Yeah.
Because he used taxpayer money to decorate his office like Downton Abbey.
Oh, no, I didn't. No, only
more, like, that's why he's not in office anymore, because he got busted on corruption charges.
Anti-LGBT.
Horrible record while he was in Congress.
But was recently caught making out with a dude
at Coachella.
Yeah. So, yet again, homophobia is gay.
I'm so disappointed. He went to Coachella.
Thing is, I really think that all of that's horrible. You're super right about that. And that doesn't mean that I don't want to hate fuck him
or
get hate fucked by him.
Recognizing that you can be attracted to people unrelated to all these other things I think is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And recognizing that and pointing it out is great. Okay, I'm going to do my thing because okay. I'm just...
Sorry, I keep delaying
every
you.
Single night and every single day, I'm going to do my thing. Miley Cyrus song. You love it. Okay, I'm going to tell you what is Spanish for gay.
Gay.
Yes. Segment over. No, yes, there is the...
I did learn that Spanish for drag queen is... drag queen.
Oh, really? That makes sense.
Or la drag queen or something.
La feminine, yeah. Gay, homosexual, those are, yes. But we're going to go into other words for it.
Okay.
I just picked out my favorites. Please don't write me about any of these. I just picked out fun ones. Some of them, most of them are related to Spain in some way.
All corrections are welcome.
Nope. Incorrect. That correction is not welcome because I don't want it. Okay. First one, maricón. There are a few.
Maricón.
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 There are a few that I've heard of. Maricón and mariposa are the two that I've heard most often. And pájaro.
Pájaro.
Anyway, maricón literally means Big Mary.
Okay.
That's cute, right? It is basically like faggot. Other people use it as like you're a chicken, so that kind
of is that like a reclaiming the power of a word kind of a thing happening there?
Oh,
like,
I don't know that context of okay. all these words. I just know it's like it's a similar in its derision as faggot.
Okay.
The dictionary that I looked this up on did not give that kind of detailed cultural context to like if there. That's a good question.
It makes sense. Like maricón is that something that straight people say about gay people? Is that something gay people say
gay
about
people
each
have,
other?
Like, reclaimed. Yeah. Yeah. You know. Hey, send this to your Spanish friend so they'll tell us, and then we'll have more of them.
Soy maricón grande.
An interesting tidbit, though, about maricón. In Colombia, there's like 1,000 variations of words. Marica is used as, in Colombia, used as slang term among male friends.
Aww. Marica.
So, you know, it, like the I learned in when we're learning Spanish, coger is like a big word that you learn. Like some places that means to pick up, like to pick up an apple or pick up someone. Other places that means to fuck, and it's very offensive. So, like saying you're gonna pick up some groceries, be very careful. Mm-hmm. Although, who knows what bread you're gonna get back? Okay, so. Another one that I had heard of before this, mariposa, that means butterfly. There are a lot, pájaro means bird. That's another one, like, in different... There are all these, like, somehow birds and items with wings seem to be a go-to for insults to... I don't know why. Birds are pretty cool. So, joke's
cock.
On you. Thanks, Mike. That's helpful. That's useful. Okay, so... A phrase I'd never heard of. The rest I'd never heard of these. Es de la acera de enfrente. Acera means sidewalk. So that phrase means they're from the other side or from the opposite sidewalk.
They play for the other team.
They play for the other team. Bad for the other team is like the similar phrase on our end, which I think is enjoyable.
Or is it in our end?
One that I love, there was a big list and I picked the funnest ones to me, but like there was one called Afrancesado.
Afrancesado?
Translates to Frenchified. And the description said that the term appeared in Spain from the Independence War to name Spanish people who supported Napoleon. Probably referring to the fact that French people were effeminate by the clothes they were wearing. It's like I know it's horrible, but it's kind of funny to like a word for gay is like you're so French.
Yeah,
you know, like yeah. It's, that was kind of funny. Yeah. That was kind of funny.
Sorry, France.
Nope.
I'm not sorry.
Again.
No. No, it's fine. I didn't do this. Spain did. So
that's right.
Really
fault.
Blame Spain. Oh shit, we want listeners. We understand Spain and we support you in hating France. We get it. Macron. Anyway, you look like you're about to say something, Mike.
Oh, just are you done with
Spain? No.
Oh, okay, got more. Okay, great.
don't sound too excited. One that I really like, ambidextro. Literally means ambidextrous.
Bisexual.
Also used to refer to bisexuals, which is something I want to bring to the U.S.
Ambidextrous?
Just to be like, no, I'm ambidextrous.
I'm ambidextrous.
I'm ambidextrous. And, wait, but it has to, there has to be a female reference in there, too. I'm ambidextrous.
If you're bisexual and female, you're also into dicks.
No, but we can't just have if they're into dicks and vaginas, we need a reference to each one in this word. So that's
and
why
boob dextrous.
And boob dextrous.
And boob dextrous.
I get it.
Last one. Again, shouldn't like it, but do. Muerde almohadas. Muerde almohadas. Mojadas.
Okay.
Muerde almohadas. Literally translated as pillow biter. In Spain, it denotes the passive partner in a gay relationship.
They talk about that in Game of Thrones all the time.
Really?
Pillow biter? Yeah, pillow biter is like they multiple times has been used as a derisive term for a gay bottom on Game of Thrones.
Which, on occasion, this a silly, very silly way to refer to the bottom because I have multiple times been the bottom where I shoved a pillow on the top's face and I'm guessing he bit down because I did it angrily, and so anyone top or bottom could be the pillow biter.
That's fantastic.
It's not true, but it's funny. And that's all the Spanish. Did I speak enough Spanish on this?
Well, okay, so I found a chart of gay slang terms.
Wait,
in Spanish.
¿Qué? Dime.
And but it's all in Spanish, so I don't actually know what it all means.
Oh, God. I tried to read some Wikipedia articles in Spanish, and I, like, understood them, but it took so long. I can't scan in Spanish.
We're going to start with my favorite thing. Like, I'm happy that I got a joke that was in Spanish.
Mm.
That makes me happy. So, boyo. Is
hey there, boyo. What are you doing?
Spain, Spanish.
Boyo?
So there's three columns. It's the term, it's the significado y contexto, and then ejemplo.
I'm getting flashbacks to like abre ese libro de texto al página. Okay.
So boyo is from España, and then the middle column is lesbiana. Mm. Boyo es una palabra coloquial. Usada solo en España por las propias lesbianas.
For proper lesbians? I think that's... It's... Oh.
And then the ejemplo, and this is the part that I left at.
Well, we should... Not everyone...
Oh, what did it... Yeah, I don't know what I just said.
Yeah, you did.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you don't? Oh, the palabra, that's a word.
Colloquial word.
The local
used
word.
Used only in Spain for proper lesbians.
Like actual lesbians.
Yeah.
Like lesbians.
Yeah. But the example is... Jodie Foster es boyo.
Worldwide, we all get that ejemplo. That ejemplo transcends language.
gay said homosexual.
Well, do they have a good example there?
Paco es gay.
Okay. Well, we all know a gay Paco, don't we?
Is this just Urban Dictionary? These are terrible example sentences.
Bisexual? The ejemplo? Anna es bisexual.
Okay, this is... Okay, come on, whatever website. You're making minimal effort.
Entender.
Understand.
Entender es una palabra utilizada únicamente dentro del colectivo LGBT.
It's only used in the LGBT community.
Ser gay, bisexual, o lesbiana. So, entender. I don't know. Ejemplo, ninguna de mis amigas entiende.
Oh, like, entender means literally to understand. Like, I don't understand this Spanish sentence, but they don't know I'm out. They don't understand. They don't, I'm guessing, either get it or understand or know that I'm out.
Okay.
That I'm guessing it means, like, they don't know I'm gay.
Tener pluma.
Ooh, to have a feather.
Tener maneras y apariencia marcadamente homosexuales.
To have markers that you're gay, to have affectations that you're gay.
Ejemplo, Pablo tiene mucha pluma.
Again, okay. I really, you could just say Pablo's something, Pablo S, and then fill in whatever word they're saying, and that's not super helpful. Okay. Yeah. But I'm enjoying that I understand this.
Yeah.
This is divertido.
Una Mariliendre?
No,
Mariliendre. Mujer heterosexual. Amiga de hombres gays que frecuenta el ambiente.
Fag hag. That's a fag hag. A woman that is like frequents the ambiente, like like that hangs out with everyone.
Una Mariliendre. Isabel es una Mariliendre.
Fuck these ejemplos. They're so fucking estúpido.
Siempre sale por chueca con sus amigos gays.
I don't know what chueca means. She always goes out somewhere with gay friends.
Okay. El orgullo gay.
Ooh, the gay pride.
El hecho de estar orgulloso por ser gay y que suele conmemorarse en un día especial.
A memorable orgy.
Don't.
Conmemorarse.
To commemorate. Yeah, right. Commemorating the
en
special
un día
day.
Especial.
Yeah.
En Madrid se celebra el orgullo gay a principios julio.
The beginning of July.
Salir del armario.
Oh, come out of the closet.
Declarar públicamente la homosexualidad.
To publicly, I feel like I'm in a, like a, you know, when news stories where like they start to have the Spanish speaking person and then someone like to show you the context and then someone interrupt. I want to like interrupt and be like, "Are they coming out of the closet?" I'm the English person.
LGTB, apparently the B and the T are switched in Spanish.
LGTB.
Siglas para lesbianas, gays, transexuales y bisexuales. Ojo, en español el orden de letras es diferente al inglés.
It's different than English. Okay.
The last one is oso.
Bear.
Oso?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, so. Okay.
Yeah. Hombre gay con aspecto marcadamente masculino.
With masculine markers, which, I mean, you know, some of these things like highlight our stereotypes and assumptions about gay people. But
Juan,
yes, he's a bear.
Le gustan los chicos tipo oso.
Oh, he likes the bear type. Oh, Juan. We knew you loved bears the moment you went as Yogi for
speaking Spanish
Halloween.
Makes me sweat.
Pero te entiendo. Y me gusta hablar español, aunque no practico. No lo practico. Anyway,
see.
Do you want to take a do you want a romper?
Romper?
That's to
Is
break.
That French for break?
No. No, I'm not. Okay, I did not randomly throw French into this. I don't know what's an action. That's to break like a your car breaks or whatever, but
do you want to take a break?
Let's romper.
Let's take a break.
Romper.
Ay.
Also
en mi cabusa.
Part where Mike and Kyle take a break. What do Samson McCormick, the first LGBTQ comic to ever perform at a Smithsonian Museum, Adrian DeBaradinas, Michelle Obama's cook for her becoming book tour, and the Superman, part of the team that contributed to the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell have in common? Besides all being interviewed by Thomas Tucker at Uncensored Visionary, these individuals are primed to take over the world. These LGBTQ badasses are just some of the many queers that Uncensored Visionary, a LGBTQ podcast, highlights every Wednesday. On Wednesdays, not only do we wear pink, but host Thomas Tucker talks to LGBTQ badasses such as comedians, actors, researchers, scientists, drag performers, opera singers, fashion designers, and so much more. As fellow guest Corey Campercioli of the short film and soon-to-be TV series Femme once said, "I'm excited for queer people to take over the mother world." For a glimpse into the journey of LGBTQ badasses who are going to take over the world, listen to Uncensored Visionary, a LGBTQ podcast, every Wednesday. Available on Apple, Spotify, Google Play, and wherever podcasts are available.
You're making that face.
I'm making the face that I keep.
Are we back?
Oh, we're back.
We're back.
Did we talk long enough about my thing? For the Patreon?
For Patreon? I think so. I think we've been talking far longer than most anyone cares for us to be talking, I assume. Yes, I think we did. Let's do our gayest and straightest.
We're going to do our gayest and straightest, but first, our website is gayishpodcast.com.
We are on literally thousands of social media sites, including Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Schmitter.
Clitter.
Recon.
Clitter. Recon. Fat Life. Matt Life. It's for baseball fans who go to the
Life Cereal.
The Life Cereal. People who enjoy the commercial for the Life Cereal at Gage Podcast or / Gage Podcast.
Our hotline. You can leave us voicemails or send us text messages. It's 585. Fucking fuck.
585. Drunk.
5855 Gayish. That's 585-542-9474. Standard rates apply.
Also, you can email us at gayishpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike, do you want to do your gayest and straightest?
Nope, I forgot to do the gayest, so...
Oh, should I go then?
Okay.
Wait, should I wait for you?
I don't know.
Because whenever I talk and you're thinking about your gayest, you don't actually listen to me, which...
I know.
Which, okay, great, I'll do that then. the gayest thing, well, I'll just use a little bit of a pass. We already talked about it.
Yeah.
Going into the bathroom, having a dude play with your pee. I don't know that happens to straight people that often. So I'm going to go ahead and cash in that one that we already talked about. I don't remember if I've used this before, but I love Archer and I'm watching it a whole bunch. And
top five cartoon characters I would bang.
Oh, for sure-sies, but I think
his voice,
and like, so interesting because, you know, it's the same voice in Bob Burr's, but anyway, and his face and body and what he's a douchebag. Anyway, but I just think watching that show is just like super straight. It's just a straight dude thing to watch, and I love it.
Okay. Is that true?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like for reals? For sure? Yeah,
for sure. 100% sure. The studies came in. I did the studies. It said every person but me that watches it is very straight. So it's definitely confirmed.
I mean, I've seen some episodes, but I don't watch it. I'm not a watcher. So,
I'm watcher.
A voyeur, just not of Archer.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's a good show. It's so funny. It's really good. What about you, Mike?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, we can wait.
That's pretty gay.
Yeah, that's true.
Not even your dates, like your self doubt, your self esteem issues when going on dates. That's pretty gay.
So the strangest thing about me this week was, okay, so last night I went on a date with a listener, and
so you're definitely talking about it because this is the second time it's happened.
I know.
Well, we'll talk about it later.
Well, I don't know what I'm more nervous about. The fact that, like, if he listens to the podcast, that he'll hear this, and that's weird. Or that if...
What everyone hears is, I can date Mike if I'm listening.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good message. Yes.
Yes, you can. Yes. In fact, sorry, I thought that was a weird message, but no, you're fine with it. We feel good about it. Great.
5855-gayish.
Mike's phone number is 5855 Mike in the ass.
So we had dinner and then we went to CC's, which this is my straightest.
CC's is a gay bar.
A gay bar here in Seattle. They had fetish night, so everybody shows up wearing like God knows what and doing like crazy things. Anyway, and then after it was all over, I walked him home and gave him a little smooch and said goodbye, and I went home. It just
on
felt
the lips.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you didn't go fuck that. Like
the
gay thing would be like.
To bang on the way home behind a dumpster or something. And like, no. It was just like so, like, walking next to each other and sometimes bump shoulders and then just like a little smooch, so just cute. Like a little tiny smooch and then went home. That feels really like straight people.
I think it's so interesting that, like, this is the thing about stereotypes is, like, a lot of gay people actually go on dates like straight people and date them, and hold their hand or get worried about kissing. Like, it's just, mm-hmm. yeah. No, that's cute.
I was under the impression that a second date where you, it, like, just a kiss on a second date was you're being broken up with.
Maybe yeah. so.
Yeah. If there's no penile insertion, like, really, are was it a date then? Or
he's letting you down easy.
No.
You're both just respectable.
We're not garbage people.
Ugh.
That's the straightest thing about me. I'm not a garbage person. I don't know. Okay, fine. The gayest thing about me this week might be that, like, I feel like this is copping out.
Why?
I don't know.
I think I might have used Archer in the past before, so I think that's fine. Whatever you're
I'm trying not to exaggerate. I might be wrong, but I don't think I am. This is my first second date since I was dating my ex-husband.
Oh, don't tell him that. We shouldn't.
And
you just don't tell.
That's dangerous for sure, but whatever. Like, I just, like, usually it's just hookups or yeah. it's just like you have one date and you're like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Or you have one date and you're like, no, but we're going to fuck anyway. And then, but just like to actually, I don't know. It's pretty great to be like, yeah, let's hang out more than once is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Good for you. No, that's awesome. I'm excited for you to get back in the mix.
I got way drunker than normal this episode.
Wait, did you say a gayest and a straightest? I might be.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Good for good. Good work. You did the thing we do every week.
Mm-hmm.
So
good. I don't think I did a real good job this time, but
I don't know that mine were the best either. Now that the more I think about it, the more I definitely have used watching Archer in the past as a straightest thing. So it's fine. You know, we can phone it in every now and then and fuck off. Okay. A special thank you, as always, to Michael Johnson for the use of our theme music that he wrote specifically for us.
a big thanks to Pedro Sanchez, Prime Minister of Spain, for being hot balls.
Okay, I didn't tell you this, but the gay referee is also super cute. Everyone in Spain is hot, so
yes.
Like, I would if I could go to like a banging tour of Spain. Then maybe I might want to do that. His name was Jesus Tomillero. Any whomsels, hola, gracias.
And I will see any of our listeners who are patrons on Patreon in Maspalomas in October for Fetish Week.
Yeah, Maspalomas.
If there was a place that had palomas,
you can get moss
here is where you can get moss for that's for sure.
Speaking of which, thank you to Zeph
and for his nipples, which also murder children in America because they are like bullets.
And thank you to the college Republicans at the University of Washington for being fucking douchebags.
For being douchebags that I oddly want to have sex with.
And promoting carbs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a straight people thing. Yeah. That's it.
That's it. This has been Gayish. I'm Mike Johnson.
I'm Kyle Getz. Until next week, be butch, be fabulous, be you. See you next week.
Hasta mañana.
Hasta luego. Adiós. Qué bueno. And then I think that'll lead him into talking about the ghost thing.
Oh. Oh, I forgot I signed up for that.
Yeah. You didn't do it?
Nope. Do you know what I'm doing? Nobody's seen the ghost?
No, we have to. Don't look up anything about the ghost. We have to talk about this. That's hilarious. Because I was like, so, like.
Off
that,
the cuff?
No, no, we'll talk. It'll. No, I want it. I want it. Like, no.
Research the ghost.
No. No. I want this to be a thing. This is so hilarious. I can't believe you. The one thing that
this theme episode is now forgotten.
Now I have like three things I want to talk about, none of which are the ghost. Because I keep, like, well, the potato farmer, I forgot about her. I'm so happy that she's from Spain because I was like, that's fucking amazing.
Brilliant.
And then, like, somehow we ended up talking about Spain today and like sorry. I'm back. Sorry.